Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Here on the Louisiana Hayride, his name is
Hank Williams,
the drifting cowboy.
On the Grand Ole Opry,
Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys.
Hi, this is Emmylou Harris.
Hi, folks. This is Sam Bush.
Hello, this is Odetta.
This is Joan Baez, and you're listening to the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour.
And now, gather the family around and sit back in your easy chair. It's time again for the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour, our worldwide celebration of grassroots music. Let's welcome folk singer Michael Jonathan.
Standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you know just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I could really care for. It suddenly appears before me, the only one my arms can hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Suddenly appears before me, the only one my arms can hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Songs is presented in part by our family of Woodsongs partners and by VisitLex.com, an online vacation guide to visit historic Lexington, Kentucky. While in Kentucky, you can visit the cafes, horse parks, music festivals, art, and cultural world of Lexington, the home of the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour. And by the Martin Guitar Company of Nazareth, Pennsylvania, building handcrafted guitars for professionals and front porch pickers since 1833. Online at martinguitars.com.
And welcome, everybody, to the beautiful and the historic Lyric Theater
In our hometown of Lexington, Kentucky, we're broadcasting all over the world, from Australia to Ireland, New Zealand to New York, Yuma, Arizona to the Yukon and northern Canada. We celebrate this magnificent front porch world of music of all different kinds, folk and blues and bluegrass, old-timey, sometimes even classical, hip-hop and everything. We celebrate the music of America's front porch in its entirety. Artists come from everywhere to be on the Woodsong stage. You don't have to be famous to be on Woodsongs. You just have to be very, very good. And that's what we have on this particular broadcast. You're going to be really pleased to sit back, put your seatbelt on. First up, all the way from Dallas, Texas, they are probably best described as if Bob Wills dated the Andrews sisters, they'd have given birth to these three sisters here. Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone. That's the song that'll introduce them. Was please welcome to the Quaby sisters on the Woods Songs, Old Time Radio Hour.
When I'm gone, oh honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all, that's my advice. We're parting, you go your way, I'll go mine, it's best that we do. Here's a kiss and I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how we carry on. Oh, honey, please don't talk about me when I'm
Grace and Sophia, the Quaby sisters. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. I'm glad you're not gone. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming back. You were last here. You helped us celebrate Woodsong's 800, the 800th broadcast. Whoa. With Asleep at the Wheel.
Yeah, yes.
And let's talk to Grace. You just sang lead on that song. Beautiful job. You have
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Voice. The three of you together, we're going to get to hear that more as the broadcast goes on, but you really have that beautiful Andrews sisters style sister harmony. So, but you started when you were very young. You were like 4 or 5 years old when you guys started playing.
You know, we were a little older than that, but I think we were all about 10, around that age.
Really? So much for Wikipedia. So, but that's still kind of young. I mean, you were classically trained on the violin, right?
We did start out with classical and played for about a year, and then we moved. We went to a fiddle contest, and, you know, our whole life changed, and And we started playing Texas-style fiddling.
Now, you saw people playing without sheet music, without notes. When you start playing the violin, you're sort of beholden to the notes in front of you. But what you see at the bluegrass festivals and fiddle conventions is the total freedom, right? Let's say hi to Sophia over there. That freedom in music.
That's right.
So how did that affect you as little kids?
It was very exciting, you know, to see people up there just, you know, jamming and playing, and it was just a whole style of music unfamiliar to us, and we just kind of jumped in head first, and this is where we are, Woodsongs now.
Well, we're glad to have you. And over here we have Hulda playing the fiddle as well.
Hello.
You guys were very influenced by a champion musician, a champion fiddle player, the McKenzies. Right? So tell me about that relationship and that mentoring that went on.
Yeah, you know, we took lessons from them, and he was our guitar player in our band for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, the cool thing about them is that they really introduced us to a lot of different styles of music. So, you know, every time we would come over to their house, we would always just dig through their record collection or their CD collection. That was back when CDs were popular. Mm. And, you know,
don't we
just,
miss that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Those jewel cases, man, they got to come back. But, you know, they really introduced us to, you know, Bob Wills, Django Reinhardt, all the, you know, blues music, country tunes, you know, Farron Young, Ray Price, you name it. Basically just a lot of old school music. So, the Mills Brothers.
So 10, 11, 12 years old, you're young girls, you're in Texas and everything. Mm-hmm. During the age of Bon Jovi.
Yes, absolutely.
Why Bob Wills?
I don't know.
How did that happen?
You know, I just think it was just the music that we heard and we listened to. And it was also because the three of us, we didn't originally start out playing together. We were just doing the competition thing individually. And so, but when, you know, after a while, after you've done all the contests and stuff, then you're kind of like, well, what do we do next? And it made a lot of sense for us to start working up arrangements and things together. And that's where Western Swing enters the picture for us, because Western Swing really is one of the few styles of music that has triple fiddles. And that's what we've got.
Can't leave one of the sisters out, right?
No, not at all.
It's nice that you're all together. And,
nice.
I mean, you know, the great champions of Western String right now is Asleep at the Wheel and artists like that.
We
you got
love
to tour
them.
With them, and
yes.
they've taken you under their wing. And, you know, and audiences, when they see it in the hands of the younger generation, that adds new life to the art form, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what American music is. It gets passed down from generation to generation, and everybody kind of has their own take on it.
From busking to concert halls all over North America and the world, they've got a self-titled new album out. This is a tune called My Love, My Life, My Friend. It is the Quaby Sisters on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio.
So sweet, I heard these words walking down a crowded city street. The morning rush was pressing me, my world was caving in. But now I have you by my side, my love, my life, my friend. Let's drown in every ocean, blowing. The stars out of the sky. Our last kiss is the day we die. My love, my life, my friend. Rather not remember, but I can. Everything that I've done wrong is written in the sand. I want the waves to wash away, but I'm standing on dry land. Then you came and rescued me, my love, my life, my friend. Let's drown in every ocean, blow in every wind. We'll love the stars out of the sky. Our last kiss is the day we die, my love, my life, my friend.
Oh, my. Ding, dang it. I hate to have favorites, but I think the Quaby sisters are one of my favorites that have ever been on Wood Songs. If you want to know more about the Quaby sisters, their music, their tour schedule, their albums and stuff that's available, just visit the Wood Songs website. If you click on the archive page, this is show number 1026. You can also visit show 800 when they were here with Asleep as the Wheel, as well as the next artist. And this is the curveball that's coming on this particular broadcast. The hills and hollers of eastern Kentucky, the Appalachian Mountains, is one of the pride jewels of American music. So much art and music comes from that area. It's famous for little community hollers like Kingdom Come and Mousy and Monkey Eyebrow and so many others. Well, in the East Kentucky Mountains in Floyd County comes this guy. He's got a very unique approach to the music. He's got a very special guest from Baltimore, an artist named Wordsmith, who will be rapping on this particular song. Please welcome, doing a tune called Hills on Fire, it's Corey Caudle on the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour. From the hills, we leaving the hard times, dealing with the struggle to hustle with coal mines. It wasn't a gold mine, it hurt us in due time. Beauty of Appalachia ruined by health crimes. Why chill those hoes we gotta fill? Politicians either help or they signing corrupt bills. Running from the city, there's never no turning back. Dealing with the struggle to hustle with false facts. Our poverty's at a high, we trying to change that. The system gotta say they ready to help blacks. Beauty of Baltimore is starting to show cracks. Why chill, those holes they gotta fill. Law can either help or they shoot, the lies kill. The way that the hill's on fire. Gotta run, gotta be a little wiser. Wanna live, be a survivor. Running for cover, the hill's on fire. Running from the hills, we sick of the same lies. Dealing with the plans of poor would never rise. Need an education, know you hear the lies. Know you hear the talk, just walk the trail wise. East side of KY, okay bye. Thanks for the memories, maybe the hills got eyes. Running from the city, a pity you'll never change. Living in the streets, you'll meet the drug game. The lives of many kids are lost, and that's a pain. Why the people at the top are quick to shift blame. Better run like hell, cause the hill's on fire. Feeling the way that the hill's on fire. Gotta run, gotta be a little wiser. Wanna live, be a survivor. Running for cover, the hill's on fire. Running for cover, the hill's on fire.
the hills on fire. Gotta run, gotta be a little wiser. Wanna live, wanna be a survivor. Feeling the way that the hills on fire. Gotta run, gotta be a little wiser. Wanna live, wanna be a survivor. Way that the hill's on fire. Gotta run, gotta be a little wiser. Wanna live, wanna be a survivor. Feeling the way that the hill's on fire. Gotta run, gotta be a little wiser. Wanna live, wanna be a survivor. Feeling the way that the hill's on fire. Gotta run, gotta be a little wiser. Wanna live, wanna be a survivor. Run like hell, cause the hill's on fire.
Hill's on fire. Corey Caudle, the special guest wordsmith. So, Corey, in the land of fiddles and banjos and mandolins and front porches with grandma and grandpa and guitar, you didn't follow that path.
What makes you say that?
So let's talk about you music. You started when you were very young, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
4 or 5 years old, mm-hmm. when you started. What was the what was your music at 4 or 5 years old? What were you into?
It was very very traditional Appalachian musical upbringing. It was for folks who aren't familiar with that scene. It's just part of the community. It's not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just something everybody does, and it's everywhere. And we did grow up playing in church. We also had access to more diverse musicians than folks might know. So,
now, your mom and dad were both very musical, right?
They were very musical, and they also had a large impact on the music scene in general back there. Mm-hmm. So they were active in providing opportunities for folks. A lot of folks you hear on the radio right now, so they could have a stage like this to perform on in Eastern Kentucky. So,
And to be clear, the East Kentucky, you know, we're talking about Loretta Lynn, Dwight Yoakam, Ricky Skaggs, Billy Ray Cyrus, there's so many great, Dave Evans, there's so many great artists that come from that region. It's a very musical place, perhaps because it's so isolated. Music and art is born of isolation. You have to be sort of into your own world, and that isolation helped give birth to a lot of music.
It does, and I think it keeps it pure in a certain sense. It keeps it allowed those traditions to get passed down, and even in the music that Wordsmith and I work on, or if I'm working in commercial music, there's still some of my great grandparents' Appalachian traditions that are passed on just in the rhythms that we feel.
Right, and we're going to get to talk to Wordsmith at length in the second half hour. A brilliant performer, and yeah. We're just glad that he's here. When you What supercharged you into the style you're in? It's sort of like Bruce Hornsby on steroids.
Thank you. I'm open. If anybody has any idea how to describe or label it, I'm all ears. We actually just kind of started making music that felt right to us without worrying about what category to upload it to in iTunes. So Wordsmith and I were... we had met and we were just fans of each other, and we were working on music with really no idea how to make it happen. We just knew that it felt good. I knew that he had stuff that needed to be heard, and we're kind of in new territory, but as long as it's good, I think everything else falls in place.
Well, I want everybody to stay tuned in the second half hour when we do get to discuss with Wordsmith at length his career, his image, his vision for his music and his poetry. But the same with you. It's very, you're pointing it to a specific emotion and message that you want people to absorb from it. And we're going to capture a little bit that in the next song. It's the title cut of his new album. It's called American Hymn. Please welcome him back, Corey Caudle on the Wood Songs. Old Time Radio.
Thank you.
Title cut from his new album, American Hymn. It is Corey Caudle. We're going to get to him in the second half hour, along with a special guest wordsmith. We've got the princesses of Western Swing. The Quavy sisters are here. And wait till you meet this week's Woodsongs Kid. We will be back right after this.
You're listening to Woodsong Show number 1026, broadcasting around the world from the foothills of Appalachia in Lexington, Kentucky. If you would like to attend Woodsongs broadcast, you can find reservation and show schedules on our website, woodsongs.com. We'll be back after the break with the Quavy sisters, Corey Caudle, and our Woodsongs Kid on the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour. Woodsongs is presented in part by VisitLex.com, welcoming families from all over the world to attend a broadcast in historic Lexington, Kentucky. Woodsongs is an all-volunteer-run celebration of grassroots music, providing a multimedia front porch for musicians and artists worldwide. You can visit our archive of past shows, attend a broadcast while in Kentucky, or become a Woodsongs partner from our website, woodsongs.com.
Hi, this is Bruce Hornsby, and you're listening to the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour.
Thank you, Bruce, and welcome back, everybody. We're broadcasting a wonderful show from our home base here at the Lyric Theater in Lexington, Kentucky. We are at the crossroads of America's folk and bluegrass music, and we are celebrating so much of this amazing art form of America's front porch. We're on over 500 radio stations around the world, including WNPA in Canton, Ohio, Lace Radio Canberra in Australia, KYAC-FM in Mill City, Oregon, WRAQ in Angelica, New York, and so many other radio stations broadcasting our show. We're on American Forces Radio Network, who puts this broadcast on the radio on two different channels in 177 nations, from South Korea to Kuwait, plus every single military base in the world, every U.S. naval ship in the world, every Coast Guard vessel sailing in North America. And as always, we want to remember to thank the folks tuning in from all over. We're in millions of homes across the United States on public television. We love our public television stations. We're on the RFD television network every single week. And most important to me personally is we're in schools. If you visit the classroom page of the Woodsongs website, you're going to find just so many of these broadcasts with lesson plans attached to them. If you're a teacher, if you're a homeschool parent, they're ready for middle, high, and college level classes to enjoy this amazing world of music that Woodsongs gets to present and introduce to your own kids. And because of that, we invite a youngster from somewhere in North America. They get to come on the show and play one song in the presence of seasoned touring artists. We treat them as an equal, and we're very proud. From Dallas, Texas, let's welcome Dylan James Shaw, 14 years old. How you doing, Dylan?
Hello.
It's nice to have you here, and you have won, for 14 years old,
You've won so many blues awards. You're like the blues kid of the year for 2021. I mean, and it was a big surprise to your parents when you were like a young little, just barely walking, and you started playing the piano, right?
Yes, you know, this blues life has been an absolute thrill and crazy and everything positive you could think of. You know, I got a scholarship to the Fernando Jones Blues Camp. Basically, what happened was he did a contest, and I entered, and lo and behold, I won the Blues Kid of the Year for 2021.
Well, we're very happy about that. Now, I want you to give me a sample here. We'll play play Marie for me real quick. Give me a sample of what you do. Kid of the Year. So let's introduce Christine, Dylan James Shaw's mom. And how did he get the how did he get the nickname Boogie Boy? How'd that happen?
Oh, Boogie Boy! Wow. Well, he's always loved Boogie Woogie, so Boogie Boy just kind of fit.
And he must have been very amazed as a parent to see him as 4 or 5 year old little kid just taking over the keyboards the way he did.
Yes. Grandma started him, Blues Grandma. So it's generational, and sure enough, every song that she would teach him, he would remember. He would just remember all the tones, the lyrics, every song. He has just great memory for music.
And mom and dad, Boogie Boy's mom and dad, you're both musicians. Artists. You're both singers, and you're a fine singer too.
We are. Thank you.
And the mentorship of a parent when you have a youngster, because Dylan has some challenges, right?
That
you're very open about, right?
Yes, we're both very open, and he actually views it as a gift. He has autism. As high-functioning autism, and since birth he could tell us what chord the birds were singing, the wheels spinning, you know, what key, and so tones and music has always just been a natural for him and a blessing.
Well, he's certainly also turning into a good writer of songs,
yeah,
and he's going to play a song for us right now
that
he wrote, right?
That's
called
right.
Blues Life Is My Life. It's Boogie Boy Dylan James Shaw, 14 years old from Dallas, Texas, this week's WoodSongs Kid.
Looking back with all the things I've done, playing the blues most of my life got me all kinds of fun. Blues life is my life, and I'll do it over again. Playing with legends, I can't believe it's true. Each day I travel to play for you. Blues life is my life, and I'll do it over again. Oh. Down to the blues life. Once there, you'll never leave. Find out what's inside of you. Your soul will see. Blues life is my life, and I'll do it over again. blues life is my life, and I'll do it over again. Blues life is my life, and I'll do it over again. Oh. Blues life is my life, and I'll do it over again.
Woo! Dylan James, Boogie Boy. This week's Wood Songs kid, 14 years old, from Dallas, Texas, shows what good parenting can do. If you've got a youngster that you think belongs on our stage, we'd love to hear from them. You could just send me an email from the Wood Songs website. Just a little video clip is all we need. We listen to everything, but we're so proud of these young kids that come on Wood Songs from all over the country. They started out as young kids, too, and they've become some of the premier proponents of Western swing music. Three sisters, three fiddles. This is a tune called Lullaby by the Leaves. It's the Quaby Sisters on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio Hour. Lullaby of the Leaves, the Quaby Sisters. Now, let's see if we could sort this out here. In the effort of total job security, let's see. Hulda,
yes,
married the road manager.
I did.
You're okay. And then Grace married the upright bass player, who's awesome, right?
He's yes.
Great bass player. Can see why he's so happy back there, right? Right, and then Sophia, you married the amazing guitar player.
The amazing, that is correct. The amazing guitar player is my husband.
That's right. So this is like the Quabies are a family affair.
Unfortunately, we finally admitted to ourselves that we are truly a family band.
That's right. Oh. Which isn't that the epitome of the rural front porch style of music and families that you know, the greatest stage in the world is you know, the living room couch.
That is true. Yeah.
And you started out as a family of three sisters, and then you continue that in your career now. So mm-hmm. it must be fun being on the road.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
It is fun.
Oh, it's too much fun sometimes.
So
Thank you for laughing.
You ever wake up in the morning and think to yourself, I wonder which of the three is the better violin player? Did that ever happen? Did it ever happen?
You know, we take turns on who makes mistakes per show. You know, growing up, we used to compete against each other, and mm-hmm. it was always, I have to say, it kept us going because it was like, well, man, she went and practiced 8 hours. Guess I got to go practice 8 hours too. Dang it.
Well, that was my point because it's good to have when you have three. He's nodding behind you over there. He knows what I'm talking about. When you have three brilliant artists, it does challenge each other. I mean, that's what made Paul McCartney and John Lennon so effective is they challenged each other constantly.
They
right?
sure did. Paul was like, you know, I need someone to tell me when what I write is rubbish, and that's what we do for each other.
Constantly.
Well, I'm sure that doesn't happen that often.
Oh, it happens every day.
Does it really?
Every minute of every day.
Well, you guys are awesome, and I'm so glad that you're here. We're going to go back into your music now. This is a great song called Texas in My Soul. Very appropriate. It's the Quaby Sisters on the Wood Songs. Old Time Radio.
San Angelo, Houston, Austin, or El Paso, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul.
It is there I know my places. I see only smiling faces. And so, partner, the rest of the world's not worth a pound of good old Texas dirt. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul.
Go, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Sweetwater, Beaumont, Wichita Falls, Port Arthur, Brownsville, I hear you call. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul.
Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth, no place like it on this earth. I gotta go. Texas in my earth. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul.
Polar Grace and Sophia. The wonderful Quaby Sisters, Daniel Parr on upright bass, Simon Stipp on guitar in the back there, doing a great job. So glad to have the Quaby Sisters here. He is from the Appalachian Mountains in eastern Kentucky, and he's a spectacular musician, a great pianist and keyboard player. He's dipping back into his new album. This is called American Hymn Number 2. Welcome back, Corey Caudill, to the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio.
Thank you.
Old American Hymn number 2, channeling a little bit of George Winston there. So it's Corey Caudle, and he's playing with his dad, Keith, which is very nice. So we're going to change musical directions here, which I think shows how diverse and dynamic music can be. That beautiful instrumental that you just heard. The next one is going to feature Wordsmith from Baltimore, great artist. Let's say hi to Wordsmith. He's here. So how did you hook up with Corey and to merge this instrumental textures that he does, some gentle, some powerful, and you have a very, raw street type presence?
Well, definitely fate played a part.
I bet.
I just happened to be opening up for Justin Moore, who Corey was playing keys for at the time. I didn't fit on the bill, but God stepped in and put me on that bill.
Now, a lot of the music that you make, and I was very interested, I think people should look up a Wordsmith in your career and your music. You, like Corey does, you have a very pointed direction where you want your lyrics, your music, your songs to go and how it would affect the audience.
Yeah, one thing that connected Corey and I was just, we looked at the world the same. We had a lot in common as far as how we wanted the world to change, the type of music we wanted to put out into the world. And also, we just know there's so much going on in society today that we got to really have these hard conversations. And we felt the best way to have the hard conversations was deliver them through the music so people can feel more comfortable when you go home and say, hey, we may have jumped over this topic because we just didn't want to discuss it, but we heard it in music form, and we just feel more comfortable having that conversation now.
Well, we're living in a culture right now, as you're pointing out, I think very, very well, that a lot of artists are a little nervous saying what they think because people are so polarized. There's not many, Woody Guthrie's or Bob Dylan's, just speaking out, for what's happening in the culture. It takes a little artistic bravery right now to do that, don't you think?
I say that more to Corey. I said, man, I tell you, he doesn't consider it a risk, but I think anytime you're breaking the norm and you're doing something different, people's ears got to get adjusted, but also there's some risk in that. Will it work? Will people accept it? Will they not? But I think we always go in the studio and we don't say, hey, let's make a bluegrass song. Let's make a hip-hop song. Let's make a pop song. We just go, let's just make some good music. Let's put a message in it, something that people can take home with them.
Back in the 1920s, country music started what was called the talking blues. And the talking blues was absorbed by Woody Guthrie. And he was the first popular artist that would, recite the poetry of his lyrics in speaking form to music to his guitar. Dylan did it. And then, it became, in the urban centers of America, that idea of the art form became rap and hip-hop, which is much, it's as much folk music as what Corey would have grown up with in Appalachia. And so that carries the message that you're trying to portray, right?
I definitely agree. Storytelling is big in hip-hop music. Not so much today, as y'all know, but, music from this area, it's all about that storytelling and being relatable, and being also relatable to the blue-collar workers of this world as well, and not putting yourself on this big pedestal. So we just do music that's at home for everybody. That's the best way I can put it. Make you feel like you're at home.
Can I jump in and say that we found out from having a conversation that both of our papaws let us try Jawbacker when we were about 7 or 8 years old because we were aggravated.
That's true. Yeah, it was crazy.
Our talking. Differences are so surface level here. So, so we're,
But we're gonna get this in this next song, which I think is very dynamic. But let's give some props where props is due. Of course, Wordsmith is going to be rapping to this. Haley Sullivan is playing keyboards. Justin Smith on bass. Donnie Marple on drums. It's a great tune called I Pray. It's Corey Caudle and Wordsmith on the Wood Songs. Old Time Radio.
I pray for the mountains, and I pray for the rain, and I pray for the people, I pray to ease the pain. I pray
for a purpose, for a passion, for the marching that we start and when it's time to take action.
I pray
for the souls, for the sick, for the lives that we've lost at the cost of this mission.
I pray
For the kids, for the crisis, for the knowledge, we acknowledge that we gotta live righteous. For the mission, for religion, for the black lives lost at the cost of the system.
And I pray for the mountains, and I pray for the rain, and I pray for the people, Lord, I pray to ease the pain.
For the sinners, for the winners, for the love of all genders, to our military members. For the weak, for the strong, for my independent women, to my birth-giving moms. For the mountains, for the rain, for the sun, for the things that'll take away the pain. For the teachers, for the leaders, for the speakers, what a message that'll make us all believers. Together and unite. Let's spread some peace. Let's spread some joy. Let's show what we're truly all about. So let me see them hands in the sky like this right now. Let's rise. 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 Let's rise.
Wasn't it great having Word Smith and Corey Caudill on our broadcast today? This week's Wood Songs kid, 14 years old from Dallas, Texas, Boogie Boy Dylan James Shaw. And the always wonderful, always amazing Quaby sisters. So great to be here. Music is incredibly powerful. It is wonderfully dynamic. It does not have to be cliche. Just because you're in the mountains of Appalachia, it doesn't mean it has to be banjos and fiddles, right? And just because you're young kids in an age of rock and pop music and Bon Jovi and stuff, you can take your fiddles with your sisters and go around the world with them. Music is extremely powerful if you're willing to take the risk. If you're willing to take the chance. George Bernard Shaw said, a life spent making mistakes is much more honorable than a life doing nothing. And what's the end result? You can use your music to change not just your community, your families, your friends, but the culture around you. That's what Wordsmith is doing with his lyrics. That's what you can do with your music. Even if your outreach is just your front porch, do it. Gandhi said, we must be the change we wish to see in the world. So take hold of it, make your music as important as you can. My name is Michael Jonathan. I am a folk singer, I am a song farmer, and we'll see you next week on the Wood Song. Good night.
You've been listening to Wood Songs broadcast number 1026. Michael's opening song was Blue Moon from the Painter CD, featuring Ruth McLean on bass and Sharon Ola on flute. Our chief engineer is Jerome Galt. Technical assistants are Brian Clousing, Brandon Eves, Eric Anderson, and Mark Thompson. Our TV and internet broadcast is directed by Maria Claridge. Our Wood Songs crew member of the week is Kurt Jefferson, and our Wood Songs partner of the week is Anita Osborne. Our show is produced with the support of VisitLux.com, Travel Host Magazine, the Bluegrass Hospitality Association, and the Clarion Hotel and Conference Center North, welcoming visitors from all over the world to Lexington, Kentucky. Special support provided by Highbridge Spring Water, Nate's Coffee, the staff of the Lyric Theater, and the Martin Guitar Company, Wood Songs of the Wood Songs Board, registered trademarks of Rachel Aubrey Music. Our shows distributed worldwide by Wood Songs Radio Network and PRX. For Michael Jonathan and the entire Wood Songs crew, this is Dorothy Edwards. We hope you'll join us again next week for the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour.